Okay, today is Daf Mem, which is Wednesday's Daf, first day of the second day, Shvi Shel Pesach. And we'll start on the fourth line from the top where it says Itmar, Itmar. Chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. If water was heated up before Shabbos, so Rav says, L'machar, on Shabbos, rochetz behen kol gufo, eiver eiver. You can wash your entire body, limb by limb. Not doing anything wrong. You're not heating up anything. It was heated up from before Shabbos. There's no real issue in washing your body. Nothing wrong with that. Shmuel Amar, no. Loi tu alirchatz ela panav yavdav viraglav. They only allowed it. Only panav yavdav viraglav. You cannot even do each limb. It's usur. However, the Beis Yosef says that he's medayik from the Rosh, that it would be mutter to wash other limbs as long as you don't wash your body at one time or your entire body, and there are mapaskins that way. Even though according to these shittos, it's mutter to wash other evarim, and it's only usur kol gufo. It's not kol gufo mamish. Even rove of the guf would be usur, says the Magen Avram. Fine. Anyway, meisvei. There's a brayso that says, one second, chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. Water heated up on Friday, l'machar, on Shabbos, rochets behem, panav, yadav, v'raglav. You can wash your hands, your feet, and your face, avolo kol gufo, but not your whole body. Tiyuf to the Rav, the kash on Rav. Amalach Rav, no. Lo kol gufo b'vas achas, ela eiver eiver. No, it means you can't wash your whole body at one time, limb by limb. Ay, v'ha panav, yadav, v'raglav, katani. But it says you can only do panav, yadav, v'raglav. And it means ke'ein panav yadav v'raglav. It means like your. It's impossible to wash your hands and your feet at the same time, or your face and your feet at the same time. Obviously, you got to do it stage by stage, and that's what Rav meant. You can do for your whole body, stage by stage by stage, not at all at the same time. Okay, fine. Tashma, it says in a brisa, lohi tira lirchatz pecham and shurchem b'yarav Shabbos el apan yadav v'raglav. They didn't allow. To wash your hands, to wash your body in hot water, except your hands, your feet, and your face. Same answer. Hachanami ke'ein panav yadav raglav. It meant ke'ein, like the way you wash your hands and your feet and your face, which means not at the same time. Tanya kavasei de Shmuel. We have a brayso that supports Shmuel, which seems to say that it's usser. Chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. Water heated up on Friday. L'machar, on the next day, rochets behem panav yadav raglav. You can only wash panav yadav v'raglav, avolo kol gufo, aver aver. You can't wash aver. And for sure not if it was heated up on yontif, right? So you see from here, that you're not allowed to wash your whole body, even aver aver, like Shmuel said. So, Rabba masni lo hashmaitza derab b'hai lishna. Yeah, so in order to get out of this problem, Rabba learned Rav in another way. Sham chametshuch mumayar of Shabbos, water heated up on Friday, limachar on Shabbos, on my Rav said, rochets behen kol gufo, you can wash kol gufo, umeshayer aver aver. Aver echad. You got to leave out one aver. I eitz fekol hani tiyufta, but we can ask all the same questions. And as Rashi points out in the Rashi of Eish Vekolhani, V'leka l'shinuye ke'ein panav yadav raglav. You can't answer that it's ke'ein panav yadav raglav to have kol gufo yachad ka'amar chutz me'ev recha, because they've said you're going to wash the whole body except for one aver. So it can't be. Therefore, tiyufta, it's a kash on Rav. We don't have an answer for that. Amale Rav Yosef la'abaya, Rabba mi ka'avid kishmaite de Rav? Did Rabba paskin like Rav? Amale lo yadanis, I don't know. So mighty boyle pshita de lo avadai tosef. Of course he didn't. There was a tiyufta on him. So dilma lo shmile. Maybe he didn't hear that tiyufta. V'lo shmile. V'lo shmile. Vade avid. And if vade avid. And if he didn't hear from it, he for sure would have done it. Amar baya call mila demar avid karav. He always had like Rav. Bar mahani klas. Except for three plimes. Avid kishmol. We had like shmol. Number one, mitiyul and beged lebeged. You're allowed to transfer tzitzis from one beged to another beged. Number two, matlikin miner lener. You can transfer one candle to another candle. Chanukah. Number three, falacha kibshim begrira. And he held like Reb Shimon that a malacha that a davar she'ena mischavin is mutter. That you're allowed to drag a bench across the floor because you may or may not make a furrow. Anyway, so what do you mean? Of course he would hold like Rav. He always held like Rav. So Gemara says, no. K'chumre de Rav Ovid. He always held like the chumras of Rav. Kukule de Rav lo ovid. He didn't always hold like the coolest of Rav, as Rashi points out. Bar Mahani Tlas Chumri. He only didn't hold like Rav in these three chumras. Avo kukule de Rav ikka de lo ovid. But in coolest of Rav, there were many he didn't hold from. Vakulahi. This is a cool over here. Rav is allowing you to shout, to wash on Shabbos. Vidilma lo ovid. Maybe he didn't hold like that. So we don't know. Tanar Rabbanan. Merchatz shepakaku nekavav me'erev Shabbos. If a bathhouse was the door was locked on erev Shabbos, lematzah Shabbos rochets bo miyad. On matzah Shabbos you can go there right away, as Rashi says. Ve'ein tzarich lahantin b'chideshiyasu. You don't have to wait for the time it takes to heat up the water. Pakaku nekavav me'erev yontif. If they stuffed up, they closed the lock on erev yontif limachar. So the next day. Nichnas umezia. You're allowed to go in there for a shvitz, right? Meaning on Yontif. The Erev Yontif, they close it up. On Yontif, you can go in for a shvitz, but not for a shower. As we said yesterday, the two days ago, the Chacham will go there on Rechitza, but they will not go there on Zeya. Then the Gemara says, V'yotze umishtatev. It's some kind of sprinkling of water on yourself. Bebeis hachitzon, in the outer room of the merchatz, not the merchatz itself, so people shouldn't think that he actually took a shower on Yontif. So I'm not 100% sure what that is exactly, but it's some kind of lesser stage of showering. Amr of Yehuda, Maisa b'merchatz shel b'nei brak. There was a story of the merchatz in b'nei brak. Shepakaku nekav of me'erev Yontif. They closed the lock on erev Yontif. Limachar on Yontif. Nichnas Reb Elazar ben Azayah Reb Akiva ve'ezeubo. They went to go shvitz there. V'nishtatvu beis achitzon, and they got a little bit wet on the outer room. Ela shechamin shalo mechupin b'nesarim, because the hot water there was covered over with boards, so there was no way to get to the hot water, so there was no way to warm it up. U'kishabah davol lefnei chachamim, when they came to the chum, amru afal pi she'ein chamin shalo mechupin b'nesarim. Even if the hot water was not covered by nesarim, it's still mutter. Not only that, u'misharabu over avera, when there were a lot of over avera, hitzchilu le'asar abatios shel krachin, they forbade the bathhouses of the big cities. Metail behen, but you can still walk by there. Ve'ena choshesh, if somehow you're going to get some hana from walking by, it's not a problem because there were such big bathhouses, the amount of benefit you're going to get is quite small, and there'd be no cheshash. My Ovri Avera, what's this Ovri Avera all about? Dama Rishon ben Pazi, Omer Bishu ben Levi, Bishon bar Kapara, B'tchila, originally, Hayurochetzin b'chamen shuchmu me'erev Shabbos. They would take a shvitz or warm up or wash their hands and feet maybe with water that was heated up before Shabbos. Hitzchilu habalonim lechamen b'Shabbos. So they were unscrupulous bathhouse attendants. They would warm up the bathhouse on Shabbos. V'omrim be'erev Shabbos uchmu. We did it yesterday. So asur es hachamen v'tiru es hazeah. They asered water, but they still allowed the shvitz. V'adayin ho yirochetzim b'chamen. They would still be rochets with hot water. V'omrim mezein anachnu. We're only shvitzing over here. We're not showering. So asur lehen es hazeah. They asered zeah. V'itiru chamei teveria, but they still allowed chamei teveria. V'adayin ha'yirochetzim b'chamei ha'or, they were still lighting up the fire. V'omrim chamei teveria rachatznu, it's only chamei teveria, which is mutter. So asur lahem chamei teveria, they asur chamei teveria, v'itiru lahen es hatzonin, and they allowed cold water. Ro shein adavr omer lahen, they saw people couldn't hold from this restriction, it was too hard of a restriction. Rashi says, they couldn't handle it. People couldn't handle it. Therefore, so they relaxed it. They allowed the chamei teveria. V'zeya b'mkoma omedes, and the zeya stood in its place. Amar Rava, Haiman de Avar ad Rabbanan. If someone violates a din de Rabbanan, shari lemikri le avaryana. We can call them an avarian, someone who violates a mitzvah. Kiman, ki haytana. This tana. Rashi says on top, Dama la'el, Mishe hischilu ovri avera, hischilu le'esar hazeya. When the ovri avera, what ovri avera? What are they doing? Not doing anything. They're just, harei lo nesru, elai de'arochtzin, b'chamin me'esmol. All they did was, he heated up the water yesterday, v'omrim mezein anachnu. We're just here to schwitz. V'enkan el avera's divreim, sh'asru esachamin. It's only gzera de'rabanan. It's only Gzeira Darabanan, because all they did was they heated up the water on Friday. And all they're doing is taking a shower today, which is a problem. That's just a Gzeira. So Now the Asr Zeya ought to that. So that's only Xerid Rabbanan, and still they're called an Avarian. Right? Rashi continues, Enkan Ella Averis Devrayim Sha'asur Esachamin. Right. Now, Ambatios Shel Krochin, we said the bathhouse of the Krochin, Mitayel Behen, they could walk by the Enachoshesh. Omar Rava, Dafka Bekrochin, it's only in the big cities, Avol Bekfarim Lo, but in the small cities not. My time, why not? Kivan Dezutra Nafish Havlaya, because they're very small, they give off a lot of steam, a lot of heat, and that would be a problem. Tonar Banan, Mischamim Adam Kenegan Habadura, you're allowed to stand in front of a Madura, Viyotze Umishtatev Bitsonin, and stand there and let your then you can sprinkle yourself with cold water, but not you can't do it the opposite way. Ulbavad, what you can't do is shelo yishtatef pitzonin, you can't get yourself cold, v'yischanim kereged hamadura, and then go stand in front of a fire, mibnei shemafshir mayim shalov, because you're going to cook the water that's on top of you, and therefore that's special. You mivashal the water that's on you, so you can't get yourself a little spritz of water and then go to in front of a fire. Tosfos says, why not? Tosfos says, "Bekula shmeitza ubemasnisen gabi mecham shepinuhu." We're going to talk about if you have a baby bottle and you want it to be a little warmer, so you can put it in hot water. You're not cooking the water; you're just taking off the cold sting. Nothing wrong with that. Mashma de lahavshir mayim mutzarech shtia mutter. The havshirin lo zehu bishulan. That's not cooking. What's going on over here with the body? V'hacha the asur and mefarish riva. No, it looks like you're washing in hot water. And then you might come to wash, heat up hot water. That's why it's different. You're allowed to put a bottle or anything in cold in hot water to take away the sting of the cool, or the other way around. If something's cold, like if sure, put it in cold water, take away the hot. Not doing anything wrong. But either way, when it comes to the body, since it looks like you're heating up water to take a shower, to take a schwitz, it's a problem. Tana Rabbanan, mecham adam alutnis, you're allowed to wash yourself with a towel, and put it on your stomach on Shabbos, ubavad shelo yavi kumkum shalmayim, but you can't put water, cham and hot water, v'nichu al gabe me'ayim b'shabbos. So you can put a hot towel on your stomach on Shabbos, but you can't put a hot water bottle on your stomach on Shabbos. What's the difference? It says Tosfos, Pirish, kol zman shaluntadis shom, shem yiplu hamayim aluntadis, v'asl de schikta. In other words, according to the first Prat of Tosfos, the issue is that you're going to put the water bottle while the towel's still on your stomach. So the water is going to leak out of the bottle onto the towel and it comes to the schita. Inami or, different shot, lo yavi mishum refua, it's an issue of refua, for gazru atu shechika samamonim, you can do no refua atu gzera, maybe you'll come to grind spices or medicine. Tfei meba aluntanis, but that's worse than a towel. It doesn't really look like refua, and therefore the towel is mutter, the bottle's usser. For davar zeh afilu b'chol usser, you can't even put a hot water bottle on weekdays, but nei sakana, because it's sakana. Tana Rabbanan, mevi adam kiton mayim, you can take a kiton of mayim, umeinicho kenegan amadura, and you can put it next to a fire, lo b'shul sheyichamu, not because you want to heat up the water, you're not allowed to do that, el b'shul shetafik tzinasan, rather that the cold water should take, the sting should be taken out. Rabbi Huda Omer, mevia isha pach shel shemen. You can take a woman can take a pach of oil. Umenicha kenegan amadura, put it near a madura. Lo b'shvil sheyizvashel, not because you wanted to cook. No, el b'shvil sheyifasher. It should become a little warmer, a little lukewarm. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, isha sacha yada shemen. A person could put oil on her. A woman could put oil on her hands. Umechamava kenegan amadura. And she could even then put the hand next to a fire to get a little warmer. V'sacha livna katan. She could even do that for her baby. V'ena chosheshes. She doesn't have to worry. No worries. Ibar lehu. Shemen ma'u l'tanakama. What about shemen according to the Tanakama? There were so many opinions in this verse. There was a Tanakama, there was Rabbi Yehuda, and there was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Tanakama said water. Rabbi Yehuda said oil on a cup, in a bucket, in a jug. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said even on your hand. So Rabbi Rav Yosef Ermitarvayu, lehetera, that the Tanakhama would say that oil is mutter, Rav Nachman Mitzvah Gamal Lirisura. And no, according to that, Rav Nachman Mitzvah would say it's usher. Rabbi Rav Yosef Ermitarvayu, lehetera, shemen, afal pishi, adz a lettuce bow, mutter. Even though it's adz a lettuce bow, it's still mutter. Kasavar, Tanakhama, shemen, embo, mishum, bichel. There's no issue of bichel, there's no bichel by liquids. Vasar Behuda Lameimar, and Rabbi Huda said, shemen, yeshbo, mishum, bichel. Shemen has bishul. Vehefsheru lozehu bishulo. But lukewarm. It's not been cooking. Vasar shemen a little memar. Shemen yeshba mishum bishul. Vehefsheru zehu bishulo. That's what's a problem. Therefore, only your hand you could do. If you put your hand on, you're not going to cook your hand. So to put a little oil on your hand and to put your hand next to the fire to make it a little warmer, that's fine. But to have it in a jug, it's for sure not fine. The Tanakama asered oil. Shemen afal pisha and yad to lettuce bow. Usser. Even if it's not a lettuce bow, it's usser. Why? Kasava shemen yeshba mishum bishul. Shemen has bishul. Vehefsheru zeh bishulo. And even lukewarm is its bishul. Vasa behud lememar. Hefsheru lozehu bishulo. No. Hefsheru is not bishulo. Vasa shemen a little lememar. Shemen yeshba mishum bishul. Vehefsheru zeh bishulo. So now it comes out, Rav Shirmei Gamliel, Hayanu Tanakama, that's saying the exact same thing. No, ikibanayo kalacha yad. So if you do it in a roundabout way, for example, if you put your hand on oil and then you put that next to the fire, Rabbi Shimon Galil said that's mutter, and the Tanakam would say that's even usser. Amar v'yudah mar Shmuel, echad shemen v'echad mayim, yad to lettuce bo usser, and yad to lettuce bo mutter. Right? Why? Because lukewarming it is not considered bishul. Hechi dam yad to lettuce bo, what does that mean? Amar v'chava, kol shekreso shel tinuk nichvas. If the stomach of a baby would get burnt, not sure what that means, because they'd probably get burnt at a very low temperature. Not 100% sure how that makes sense. So yeah, so let us suppose 100 and something degrees. I mean, even a far, far, far lower temperature would burn a baby's stomach. So I'm not 100% sure. But they say it's between like 106 and 110. That's the yatsa let us suppose. Omer vitzel bar of dim, cells, Fahrenheit. Omer vitzel bar of dimi. Panam achas, one time nechnasni acha rebi lebeis amerechats. I went to rebi. And I wanted to put a pach of shemen in the ambati, and the ambati was hot. I wanted my oil to be a little lukewarm, a little warmer. Vamali told me, no, tol klisheni v'tein. Take a klisheni, and this is the first time we introduced something called a klisheni. Take water out of the ambati. The ambati has a din of a kli rishon. It's not on the fire, it's off the fire, but it's a kli rishon. Take a klisheni, stick the klisheni into the ambati, that'll be a klisheni, and then put the pach shemen into the klisheni, because there's no bishul. Rashi says, a key Rashi. Tomana mayim be klisheni. She itzdana numa'at. Klisheni is a little cooler. The klisheni ain't a mavashal. A klisheni cannot cook. Achar kach, ten hapach l'toch oso klisheni. Then put the pach into the klisheni. The hachambati shahachamin mimshachin law minamaayin choshev like a kli rishon, because the bambati has the status of a kli rishon sheres haschubo, which is boiling hot. Afal pi sheviru me'al haor mevashel, even though you took it off the fire, it still has able to be mevashel. Kidadan lekamon helvas vakaderev sheviru me'roschin lo yitin l'tochon tavlon. If you take a boiling hot pot plate off the fire, you can't put spices on it. Why? It's a cliche. It's a kli rishon. A klisheni, already a different story. Einam avashel says the Gemara. Take. So he told him back. Take the water from the ambati. Put it in a klisheni. Then put the pach into that water. Shma mina tlas. I learned three things from here. Shma mina shemen yeshba mishum bishul. First of all, shemen can cook. Shma mina klisheni einam avashel. Right. And shma mina hefsheru zeh bishulo. And now Tosva says something awesome. To look at the Tosfos of Shma Mina Klisheni Einam Avashel. Why does it Klisheni Einam Avashel? Tema Maishna Klisheni Mikli Rishon. What's the difference? I Yad Soledes Afil Klisheni Nami. If it's Yad Soledes, it should be Usher. The Ein Yad Soledes, and if it's not Yad Soledes, Afil Kli Rishon Nami Einam Avashel. What's going on here? What makes the difference? A Klisheni and a Kli Rishon. The Yeshlamar Tosfos gives a fundamental, famous answer. Lefisha Kli Rishon. Mitoch she'omar al ha'or, it's on top of the fire, or it was on top of the fire. Daf nosav chamin, the walls are hot. Umachzik chomo zman meruba, and it's the water, the heat is contained within the pot, so it's reinforcing itself. Lakach lot nu boshir techol zman she'el lettuce bo aser. So as long as it has a lettuce bow, it's aser. What means aser? It can cook. Even though it's a kli rishon, it still has the power to be mevashel. Aval kli sheni, but a kli sheni afal gav the gad toledes bo. Even though it's gad toledes mutter, it's mutter. Shein daf no sav chamin v'holechu miskarer, because the walls are cold, so it's going in the opposite direction. When I have hot food and I put something into the hot food, it makes the food hot. But when I take hot water and I put it into a kli sheni, the walls of the kli sheni are cold, and since the walls of the kli sheni are cold, it's not going to be mevashel. It has nothing to do with yad soledes bo. It's a separate halacha about cold walls. That's Tosas's chiddush. Hechi Avin Hachi, what's the bottom line? How can he do that? Another side point. Amar Rabbi Bar Barchana, Amar Biyochanan Bechal Makom Mutal Laharib Bechutz Beis Amerachat to Beis Akizik. How can he tell Mahalach in a bathroom? Fiki Tema Belashan Chal Amalei. Maybe he spoke in another language, not in Hebrew. From Abayah, Dvarim Shal Chal Mutal Amar Belashan Kodesh. Dvarim Shal Chal, you're allowed to say in Lashan Kodesh. Shal Kodesh Asal Belashan Chal. You can't even say in Lashan Chal. The answer is Lafuri Mishur Rishani. He did it to stop him from doing an Adera. Take that Amar Vudamar Shmuel. My Sibat to Mishur Mayor. There was once a story. Shirachaz Lachor of the Beis Amerachat. He went into the Beis Amerachat to be. He wanted to put water on the karka. You're not allowed to do that. He wanted to put a little water on the karka. You're not allowed to do that because you're going to make furrows in the water with the water and the earth. Alma, what do you see from here? Shiny. To get you rid of doing an avera, you can even talk in the bathroom, even Torah. Amar Ravina, Shmamina Hamvashal Machamit Tivera b'Shabbos Chayev. If you use Chamit Tivera on Shabbos, you're Chayev. To Hamaisa Durav Lacha Gzera Havei. It was after the Gzera of Amalo, and he said, Tol b'klisheni v'tein. Put in a klisheni and take. You see from here that a bishul chamei tiveria, hamavasha, and if you're in a sedef for yechayev. Any of Amar of Chist and Vashal b'chamei tiveria b'shabbos potter. My chayev, namitik Amar, makas mardus. What he meant was, makas mardus, only usher midirabanon. Okay, so we did daf mem. Everyone have a good day, and we'll pick up with daf mem aleph soon.